Okay. All right, let's start. Let's start over here. A whole long list of things in the Shulam.
What's up, second? Daf.
Okay, Daf Mem Zayin Mabez.
I got a bit of a preview.
Good, Givaldik. Okay, so there are a lot of Mishrabbas. How many Mishrabbas are there?
Let's try to.
Yeah, a whole long list. Yeah. Let's start from the first Mishrabbah Hanoyef.
Not from Shabbos Sanhedrin. That's where they start.
You want to go to the bottom? Or from the very, very bottom. Fine. This is the very, very bottom. Okay, the last one. The very
which
last
one? Which last one?
My Ashkolis. Okay, let's go from. Okay, we'll start from Hoidoya Samaisa. The very bottom of the page, Sheminu. The very bottom of the page, Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Hoidoya Samaisa. Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Hevir Hoidoya Samaisa, he took away the din of Vidui. No longer do you say Vidui Meiser in the fourth year.
That's right.
My time, okay, Vidui Meiser, every fourth year you say Hashkihi for Mim Kohen Kodshachem and Hashemayim. Right? So no longer do you do Hoidoya Samaiser. Why not? My timer, what's the reason why I took out the Samaiser? Omer Rabbi Yochanan Lefish Ein Noistim Oisai Kitikun, because they do not give.
I'm sorry, could you? Sorry.
Because they do not give Meiser Kitikunoi, Drachmon Amar, the Yovel Lulvim, and they Vanan Koy Yahavin and Lekoyhanim. They stopped giving Meiser to the Lulvim, a Knas. When did they do this?
By
Ezra, exactly. Because they don't want to return, they go to the Kohanim.
And therefore,
since they don't give Meiser Kitikunoi, you don't, if you're not giving Meiser to the right person, therefore they decided.
Forgive me, this I didn't understand. I was asking the market share. He made a kanan not to give, period, or not to give ketikunai?
No. They give. You must give.
But?
You must give.
What was the kanas?
The kanas is not to give it to the Levim. You give the maiserishon to the Kohanim. Bidiyevi.
And they give it to the Levim?
No, they do not give it to the Levim. No, they get nothing.
So they get everything. They get Truma Gedol and Maiser.
Yes, they get everything. And the Maiser is no longer given because the Levim did not want to come to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, since it's not been given Kitikuna Memela, they decide that it's not proper to say Vidui. Vidui is like saying, I did everything you told us to do.
I mean, the Iker, it's like, the Iker Vidui is a Maiser Ishain.
Oh, who's here? Oh, look who's here. Shlomo Benowitz is here. Welcome back.
So you're telling me the Iker Vidui, I thought the Vidui goes on various maestros.
Right, it does. It goes on everything. It goes on maestros.
Yeah, but since...
But since they're not giving it Kitikuna, they're not giving it
they're giving
Lahalaka,
it to the coin.
They're giving it instead of the Levi. So it goes against the grain, the spirit of the law. When you're saying Vidui, you're saying
very
that
good. It goes against the grain. That was a good pun.
Oh.
And since you're not doing it to the corner by giving to the coin.
In the Nela, there's no longer be Vidui. Excellent.
I got it.
Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi, Vanan Koyevin Lokoyhan Rashi, they can sinu Ezra. Kedamina, Bivamis, Vikavan, the Ainu Noistim Kitiknon, Ain Yecholino. See, Rashi says better. Rashi says much more accurately. You cannot say the words Vigam Nisativ La Levi. But the truth is, the Koyhanim were also called. That's why you can still give it to the Koyhanim because the Koyhanim was called Sheva Levi.
That's true.
So the Mele, Ain Yecholim Loima, you cannot go say Vigam Nisativ La Levi.
Yechol
Mitzvascha. I think Rashi's
dirk
is Gechol Mitzvascha means exactly what you meant to be given. Okay, right. Tachila. So fine. So leave out that pasuk.
I lost you now.
Top line.
Yeah.
You're not be able to say. You're not. Mr. Rapport, we're up to Daf Memches Amud Aleph. Memches Amud Aleph, very top of the page. So leave out that pasuk. Leave out one pasuk of the video and say the rest of the video. Amrei shlokish kol bayis she'ein misvada al ma'aser rishon shuv any bayis that's not misvadeh al ma'aser rishon shuv ein misvada al shom ma'aser.
So I guess it has to be.
Why my timer? Amrei bayis. Why? Amrei bayis hoyel upasach be'akasuf techila because it's the beginning. You only get one chance to make a first impression.
What's the lashon again?
What
say here?
The gamni sativ la levi. The beginning of Vidui Meiser begins with Meiser Shei Meiser Rishon. And if you don't get start off on the right foot, you can never make it up.
Yeah.
The Iker is the haschola. If you don't get off to a good haschola, then you can never make up for the damage.
Okay.
So whole since Nachmo whole since. So, I'm sorry, what are you saying? Toiv achris dover, also using a kasha. It says in the pasuk using a kasha that it says Toiv achris dover, maybe you should say. I hear. I don't know the answer.
What does it mean? The ends justify the means.
I don't know the answer.
The ends justify the means.
No, he's saying is that the pasuk says that the end is better, is more important than the beginning. So if the end is going to be good, okay, fine. So yes, we go cash. I don't know the answer. All right, hoil upasach.
A kasev tchila.
I'm gonna buy a whole puzzle across the trail, the cloud, Frank the Gemara, the cloud, the Afrusha, having the Farshe. Frank the Gemara.
What's the cash?
Frank the Gemara that they gave Meiser. You're saying the reason why they did not say Vidui. The reason why they did not say vidui is because they did not give Meiser Rishon to the Levi. They gave Meiser Rishon to the Kohen. Really? They really gave Meiser Rishon to the Kohen? I'm going to prove to you now they didn't give Meiser Rishon altogether. They didn't give it altogether. In fact, the Gemara, really? They gave Meiser Rishon? The Gemara's kasha right now. The Gemara's going to ask the kasha. The Gemara's saying, the Gemara's the kasha. Mechlal de Afrusha and Mefarsha, they really give Meiser. The Atanya. You tell me over here.
The
Gemara.
What?
No, I didn't pass. I passed Resh Lakish, yes. I passed Omar Resh Lakish, second line. Kol Bayish Ein Misvade Al Meiser Rishon Shuv Ein Misvade. The Gemara's kasha was, so skip the vidui on Meiser Rishon. Just say the vidui on Meiser Shein, on Truma, on Meiser Oni. You can't, why? Because since in the Pasuk, Meiser Rishon comes first in the vidui, if you're not going to get it correct in the very first Pasuk, don't bother. Don't bother saying the entire thing. Amar Resh Lakish, Kol Bayish Ein Misvade Al Meiser Rishon Shuv Ein Misvade Al Shuv Meiser. My time. Why? What's so terrible? Skip it. Amar Abaye Hoil Upasach Boy HaKosav Tchila. The first item listed in the Vidui Meisrois is Meiser Rishon. Male, if you're not going to get it, you're not going to get off to a good start, don't even bother. Frech the Gemara Nukasha. You tell him over here, the reason why Bezin was Mevatel, the Vidui Meisrois, is because they did not give Meiser Rishon to the Levi, they gave it to the Koy because of Tachanas Ezra. I'm going to prove to you now that in this Tekufa, they didn't give Meiser altogether. Michlal. Did they really gave it? The Atanya, but we look at the Brisov. Af who bit the less avidui. Now who is the Af who Yoichanan Kain Gadol? Yoichanan Kain Gadol. He was bit the less avidui. The
Gazar. Not to anybody. Yeah.
Now this is the same exact thing. This is the same thing so far. And here comes the next part. The Gazar, the same Yoichanan Kain Gadol was Gazar. Was Gazar not any longer say the vidui maestros? Also made a gzera on Demai. That Demai, anything that you get no, it is a Suffolk. In other words, the Amaratzim, it is a Suffolk. And he was Goizer, he was the one that invented Demai. He invented Demai. That Amaratzim on Nechshad are not giving Meiser altogether. When you go and you get grain from an Amaretz, you have to be Mafrish Meiser. Why? Because in Amoritz is Nechshad are not separating Meiser altogether. So how can you tell me that the only problem was that they're giving the Meiser to the Kohen instead of to the Levi? The very fact that there does exist a Mitzius in the Welt of Demai indicates that the people are not giving Meiser, period. So don't just...
But maybe
it is. Truma everyone gives. That's not the Vidui here. That's not the Gemara's Kasha.
Meiser
everyone gives. Meiser is only a Mashu. That's not the Gemara. The Gemara over here is on the Meiser, is on the Meiser Rishon. The Gemara just says, Meiser Rishon, they are giving. They're giving it to the Koyin instead of Glei, but at least they're giving. Yeah. The Gemara is saying, what are you talking about? The very fact that there's something called Demai means that people are not even giving Meiser. Demai is only on Meiser. There's no Demai on Truma. The Gemara says Truma is only a Mashu, and even Amoritz gives Truma. The Chash is giving 10% is a lot they don't want to go give. So if we're really about how you after beatless at Demai, the Gozar, Alad Demai. Lefi, what was the mice? Lefi shalach b'chol gvul Yisrael, because they made an investigation. V'ro'o, shein mafrishin ela truma gedol bavad. They were only mafrish truma gedola. U'maiser rishon, u'maiser sheni, with regard to maiser rishon and maiser sheni, miktsasan me'asrin, u'miktsasan ein me'asrin. Some give and some do not give.
Within the Amaratzim or just in general?
Exactly. No, it says it. It says only ma'aser rishon ma'aser sheni miktsasan. There are some people ma'asrin u miktsasan ein ma'asrin. They were not giving ma'aser at all. Not ma'aser rishon. Period. Some people when I say, how can you go tell me the reason why they stop saying vidui ma'aser is because they're giving it to the kohen. There's a more fundamental reason why people should not be saying vidui, because they're not giving anyone. Amalachem. This is part of the story. Part of this, Amalachem. Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol said, "Bini, my children."
Who's saying this?
Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Bo ve'emor lechem. Let me come and explain something to you very clearly. Bonai, my children. Bo who come ve'oimer lechem, and let me make the following thing known to you. Kishem shetruma gedoyla yesh bo avoyim misa. Everyone knows if you're not mafresh truma gedoyla, it's tevel, and zuchiv misa bidei shamayim, eating grain that you're not mafresh truma. Kach, likewise, truma smicer. When you separate miser from the miser, you separate 10% of that goes to the kohen. So by not giving miser rishon, you're not allowing the separation of terumas miser,
which
also is misa b'dei shemayim. Kishem she truma gedol yeshu avon misa kach trumas miser v'tevel trumas miser v'tevel. And what does it mean over here with the word tevel? What is tevel coming to it over here? I'm not sure where tevel is coming to it to be mason gemara. So to kach chumas meiser, not giving. I'm sorry, yeah.
If you eat
tour
that hasn't been
done, yes. Misa, if a Yisrael eats truma, it's chayv misa b'dei shemayim. Even when it's in tevel, yes. Tevel, misa, that is, you have not separated from it truma smaiser, the zachiv misa b'dei shemayim, correct.
Not truma smaiser, maiser.
Yes.
The Yisrael does not take truma smaiser, the Levi takes it.
It doesn't matter, that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. It's exactly what the Gemara is saying, is that the truma, the miser has within it the truma smaiser that has not yet been separated, and for that a Yisrael is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. It's exactly what the Gemara is saying.
Forgive me. If a Levi doesn't take off his and maaser for the, he's chayiv misa.
Chayiv misa b'dei shemayim.
The Levi,
correct.
Also.
The Levi.
Yeah.
The Levi, correct. Yeah. Maaser,
and since it's the Yid that does it, Amar, whatever.
Anyone who is a Zohar, the only one that can eat truma and truma smaiser is a kohen.
Yeah, yeah.
A Levi and a Yisrael are not allowed to eat.
I always thought the Amorites were scared of truma.
No.
The Gemara never had a chashash because of Chorus. And now, why wouldn't it be scared also of Meiser if there's too much Meiser built into Meiser?
Because it's 10%.
He doesn't get Meiser if he doesn't give Meiser.
That's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan is coming to inform the Amoratsim. Truma, min ha-Torah, you only chayef to give a mashal. A teeny, teeny kernel. One kernel, you yoytzim in the rice, and the din the rice of Truma. So all of the Amoratsim are giving Truma. Now, Meiser is 10%. That's a lot. They don't want to give the miser. And they have a lomdus cheshbon, like exactly what you're trying to say, is that even though the Amoritz knows that when you separate 10%, from the 10% that you separate, you give that to the kohen, and the kohen from that separates 10% and gives it to the kohen, it's trumas miser, but there's no chalois truma on the trumas miser, on the miser that you have not yet given. Their lomdus is, you have grain. In the grain, you have tevel. Until you separate the truma, it's called tevel. So whatever your obligation is to give to the kohen, that's called tevel. And if I don't give what I'm supposed to give and I eat it, I'm chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. But the 10% that I give to the levi, even though I'm going to give him 10, and he's then going to in turn take out from what I've given him 10% and give that to the kohen. So in the 10% that I'm yet to give to the levi, there's going to be a small amount that's going to end up to the kohen as truma. That does not yet exist. The chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim for truma does not yet start until I give the 10% to the levi. So if I eat all of that 10%...
That's not my responsibility. Why should I be chayiv?
Exactly. The chalois of kedusha of tevel first begins when the levi gets the 10%.
Exactly.
Now there's a trigger. You have in your possession, the levi has in possession grain. 10% of what he has to go to the Kohen. So upon the Levi, there's a din of Tevel. And if you don't separate that 10%, the Levi will be Chayiv Misa Midei Shemayim.
And the Shlomo's Miser is 10%
yes.
Midiraisa?
Yes, yes, Midiraisa, correct. Yes, it is Midiraisa.
As opposed to regular Truma, which
is a Mashu. Exactly. The Truma from my grain is only a Mashu. Yeah. The Truma from the Levi gives to the Kohen is Midiraisa 10%. Because easy, because he didn't do any work for it. He got it as a gift, so it's easy for him to give it up. But what I work for, that's not so easy to give up. So that's only going to be a mashu. So the Amaratzim, this was their calculation. Truma, they're for sure going to give.
Because they're afraid of the punishment. It's not worth
it. They have in front of them tevel. They have in front of them a collection of grain. It's tevel. They have to separate truma, and they have to separate meiser. If a zor eats truma, he is chayiv misa bidei shemayim. If a zor,
so they'll definitely give the truma.
They'll give it. How much do they right. have to give? A mashu, one kernel of yaitzah. Meiser is not has no kedusha. Meiser is chulin. Once you give right. the Levi meiser rishon, the Levi can invite you for lunch and you can eat it with him. When you right. give truma to the kohen cannot invite you for lunch to eat the truma. You give the right. truma to the kohen can eat it himself. He has to eat it with tahara. And
provided that he gives mice to the coin,
the lady that no, the first the truma when you
no, I understand
when you give truma to the coin that stops right there, the coin exactly. eats the truma. Exactly. But then after you give the truma, you then have to give 10% of what's left over right. as miser reshine to the lady.
Yeah.
When the lady now that 10% that you give more, this was the calculation of the Amaratzim, is pure unadulterated chulin.
Because you're telling me he could eat, the Levi could invite him to eat?
Yes.
He hasn't yet, and
no, after the Levi separates the Trumas Meiser, then whatever's left over, the nine-tenths is chulin.
What so, if the Levi doesn't separate the Trumas Meiser?
Then he's Chayiv Misa Bidei
Shemayim.
He's Chayiv Misa Bidei Shemayim, because in the Meiser we've shown 10% is as a chalois of
not
Trumas.
Not just him, even if he invites Yisrael, it's also chalois.
Correct. But the Amorites made the following mistake. They believed that until the Levi gets the 10%, there is no tevel, there is no chalois of truma in the 10% that they're not giving to the miser. What I have an obligation to give immediately, there's a chiyuv misa b'dei shamayim. If I have a collection of grain, I have to give a mashu to the coin. If I don't give that mashu to the coin and it's mixed into my grain and I eat it, I am eating what is the property, the kedusha of truma that belongs to the kohen. I'm chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Now, I gave it. Now I have a second obligation to give my serisha. I, in the back of my mind, know, good and well, that after I give the 10% to the Levi will in turn give 10% of what I've given him as truma smaiser. Now, from the Levi's perspective, if the Levi will eat the 10% that he gets without first separating Trumas Meiser, the Levi is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, because the Levi is eating truma.
And that's a derisive.
But that's all from his perspective, because the Levi now has taken receipt, has taken possession of the Meiser. But I, the Amoritz, who I'm two steps away, I first have to give the 10% to the Levi, and then the Levi has to give 10% of what he has received to the Kohen. I am two steps away. So if I decide to be a ganav and keep for myself all of the Meiser Rishon and eat everything, it's not nice. It's not nice. I'm a ganav. But I'm not chayiv misa b'dei shamayim.
I got it.
Because the obligation to give the Trumas Meiser first begins when the Levi takes possession. Along came Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol and told the Amoratzim, you're making a mistake. You're wrong. The sanctity of the truma in the Meiser begins while it's in your possession. So if you don't...
Yeah, but what he just did wasn't to the Amoratzim. He did it to the Oilam, to the regular people. Please take off Meiser from this truma because the Amoratz is going to make a mistake. He's going to think you don't need to.
Right.
That's what he was asking.
Because this is what he told them. They didn't listen to him. This is what he told them. The Amoratzim were never makabal this psak halacha. The Amoratzim held la halacha. They were lamdonim the Amoratzim. They weren't such Amoratzim. They were grosser lamdonim. The Amoratzim held.
You know what's a pella? The Amoratz means he's an ignoramus. But here it's like he's doing it malicious. He's doing it
he's not
on his own volition.
He knows what he's doing. He's a moraheter.
Rashi says he's talking not to the Amoratzim. He's talking to the Hamoinim who buy from the Amoratzim.
When you buy, the Amoratzim are refuse to separate.
Oh,
what's the lundus of the Amoratzim? Why do the Amoratzim refuse to separate?
Yeah, I got the lundus. Right, you explained it. You explained it well.
Okay,
I'm
so
just saying that he said, Rashi
so
says,
therefore the Amoratzim would not mekabel the psaka of Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol. We got a problem.
Okay.
So that's why the people who go to the store and buy from the Amoratzim have to be aware of the problem. And they have to nochamol separate from what they purchase. They have to separate Maaser Rishon. Because the Maaser Rishon was never separated.
Isn't what they're doing as a favor to these Amoratzim? They're saving them from an Aveira. That's why they need to do it, because they're saving them from an Aveira by taking off Maaser.
No, that's saving them. If they're in business, they're not saving them. Whatever they're going to eat, they don't care. They're going to eat. Whatever they're not going to eat, they're going to sell. This is what they're selling. They're making money on the 10%. They don't care. The whole thing, they don't care about it altogether. Let's see inside. I don't think they're coming to save them. That's not the cheshbon to come to save them. Save yourself. Amram bini, bahu ve'oimer lochem, kishem shetruma gedoy liyesh ba'avoyin miso, kach trumas meiser, ve'tevel, yesh bohem avoyin miso.
The tevel is a bit of a difficult...
Tevel means before you separate. Before you separate, when you have a mixture of chulin and truma, that is called
truma
gedola. When do you have? There are two types of tevel. There is tevel when you first start. You have a collection of grain, and then when you separate 10% and give it as ma'aser, the 10% that you give as ma'aser to the Levi is also called tevel, because you have to in turn separate 10%. Kishem shetruma gedola yesh ba'avoyin misa kach truma ma'aser trumas ma'aser. Okay, the Trumas Meiser and the Tevel, until you make that separation. When you give Meiser Rishon to the Levi, and the Levi has not yet separated 10%, that is also called Tevel.
Yeah.
Yesh, and that's also a Chiddush, because the Chiddush is even though when it's in a state of a Taruvis, you've not yet did the Hafrash, it's also called the Chiv Misa Deshram. Yesh ba Avoin Misa. Omad, and therefore because of this issue, his v'hiskin luchem halokech peris me'am oritz, mafresh mehen Meiser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Rishon Mafresh, and then after you Mafresh the Maaser Rishon, what do you do? Now you get to keep it though, because only a Suffolk. Here's the lumdus. So what do? So when you purchase grain from an Amoritz, we don't know what he did. It could very well be that the Amoritz did in fact separate Maaser Rishon. Maybe maybe not. Miktsasan were Mafresh, Miktsasan were not. So you have to separate 10% just in case they did not. Then from the 10% that you separate, you take out 10% and you give that to the coin as Trumas Mais. And what then do you do with the other 9 poor parts? You do not need to give it to the Levi or the Koyin. You can keep it for yourself because it's a Suffolk. Hamoitzi mechaveroi olav haroya. We don't know for sure, right? It's only the Mominus and there's no sanctity. Maaser Rishon does not have any sanctity.
Hold
so there's no harm if you
so
eat
he
it.
Buys grain from the month. He has to take off. He has to give Maaser Rishon to the Levi.
Yes, no, he doesn't give it to the Levi. That's not the point. The point over here is you buy the Amoritz. The Amoritz certainly gave Truma Gedolah.
Right.
So now, but the problem is he possibly did not give Maaser Rishon.
Wait, let me explain.
So first you go and you take off 10%. This is Maaser Rishon.
Yeah.
Then from now, if I would have given this to the Levi, what would the Levi have done? He would have taken 10%. From this 10% and 10%. So let me do it for him. Let me be his shliach. Kein turimu gam atem. Let me be his agent. I'm now going to take off 10%. And this is the Trumas Meiser.
What does he do with it?
Gives the coin.
And what about
the nine part? The he gets to keep it for himself.
Why?
Because this is Maaser Rishon, right? This is pure Maaser Rishon.
It's a Suffolk.
It's a Suffolk. So I don't. Maybe the Amoritz really did give the Maaser Rishon. Maybe the Amoritz.
So Rameko that he could keep it.
Yes.
This is only after he takes out Trumas Meiser and gets it to the coin.
The Trumas Meiser you got to get rid of because if on a Suffolk you're not allowed to
right?
Because that's chiv misa b'nei shemayim. That you can't play games with. But the remaining 9 parts is chulin. If I give regular Maaser Rishon to a Levi, if Mr. Goldberg is a Levi, are you a Levi?
Today.
What? Today you live. If I give him my solution, can he invite me to come to Suda Shabbos and eat by him?
Only after he gives.
Of course.
Only after he gives.
After I give it to him. And give it, exactly. So it's Ki'ilu, I've given it to the Levi, and the Levi now take, and I've taken off of the Levi the Trumas Meiser, and now I have the nine parts. Do I have to actually give it to the Levi the nine parts?
No.
There's a real possibility that the Amo Oretz already gave the Meiser
Rishon. Okay.
So the Mele is a Sofik. So you want to go take away from me money? So therefore, I don't have to actually give the Meiser Rishon.
There's a guy named Eddie Goldberg in Florida who's happens to be a Levi.
Yeah. Happens to be, all right.
And what's about the Meiser Shani?
Rashi doesn't say that.
Let's read the Gemara, then we'll read the Rashi. Let's read the Rashi. Okay, listen. Amar v'hizkin lechem, okay, we'll get the Rashi one second. Amar v'hizkin lechem, alkech v'hizkin lechem, it's ma'avishlam Meiser Rishon. And also, you have to separate Meiser, they didn't give Meiser Shani either. Meiser Shani. And Meiser Rishon ma'avish m'meno trumas Meiser v'nois n'lakoyin. And you give the trumas Meiser. He gives you the card. Meiser Sheni Oylev Oichlo Yerushalayim, because that's kedusha. The Meiser Sheni, if he didn't give Meiser Sheni, that's kedusha. You have to go to Yerushalayim.
Where are you reading from?
The Gemara. I'm reading the Gemara. The Gemara.
Okay.
The Gemara.
Why was so much for Meiser Sheni?
Because Meiser has kedusha. You have no choice.
Oh, I see.
You have no choice. That's kedusha.
We're
Meiser Sheni, Meiser Rishon Ma'avish m'meno trumas Meiser. And you give only the trumas Meiser to the Levi. Meiser Sheni Oylev Yerushalayim. Meiser Rishon. Now, what about the remainder, the other nine parts of the Meiser Rishon that you have not yet done anything with? And what about Meiser Oni? Then the third and sixth year,
it's
not Meiser. Then Hamoitzi Mechaveroi Olav Haroya. Keep it for yourself, because Meiser Oni and the 9/10 of the Trumas Meiser of Meiser Rishon do not have any sanctity whatsoever. You can it's a din mamoin. And since there is a real possibility that the Am Haaretz did give to...
Since you can't bring proof for sure that they didn't give.
So therefore, Dini Mominus allows you to keep it. Okay, so...
Where were you last night, Rabbi?
Okay, so Frek, think about what do you see from this Maisa? What do you see? This is the base, this is the very elementary thing. You see that Yoichanan, how can you go tell me the reason why he was Mevatel Vidui was because you're giving it to the wrong person. There's a much more fundamental reason why he was Mevatel Vidui Maestros. People weren't giving it all together. People were not giving, they were not giving Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Oni, period.
It's a suffix.
Okay, but it says Miktsasan. It says there was a suffix. Each person is a suffix, but on the whole scale, there are definitely people that are not doing it. So Mamela, why? It's like, should you make an appeal in shul? Make an appeal that people call out money. There's no question about it. There are many people who call out pledges, never redeem the pledges.
Yeah.
So you over here.
That's why they say Beli Neder.
You're setting up people to lie. Don't make an appeal. You're setting them up to lie. There's going to be on the big picture of things. They're going to be people in the shul. They're going to make it a pledge. They're not going to redeem their pledge. So is it a proper thing to do? So the fact that the Gemara discussion over here, why do you go tell me the reason why you don't do Vida Meister is because you're doing it the wrong way. There's a more fundamental reason, because people are not even giving Meister altogether. So the Gemara says, you're right. Eino chenami, tarte tikkun. And here the Gemara refines the what exactly he did. What about the Chaverim? The Talmidei Chachamim, they certainly gave Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani. Even for the Talmidei Chachamim, the Chaverim, to be a Chaver, it's an exclusive club. How do you become a Chaver? Mr. Goldberg, are you a Chaver?
Yeah.
How do you become a chaver?
By joining your class.
How did that? Yeah, it was a whole technique, to become a chaver. So therefore, when it came to the chaverim, they for sure, but they still were instructed by Yochanan Kagodol not to recite vidui, because the chaverim were giving the ma'aser to the wrong party. They were giving it to the kohanim instead of giving it to the levim because of takanas Ezra. So number one is the Chaverim. He was beatel the Vidu the Chaverim. Number two, for the Amaratzim, the Gozar, and he was going to the store, to the supermarket, and buying grain from the supermarket from Amaratzim, you have to be mafresh the Maestros all over again, and separate from a smicer, and keep the rest for yourself. The Gozer al Demayashel Ameyar. So the Gemara says, you're right. The Gemara basically over here is saying it's Ein Hokin.
This is where he instituted this takana about Amaratzim.
Yes. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was misakin Amaratzim. They made a bedika, an investigation, IRS investigation. They discovered that people are not miktsasan, are not giving the Levi, they're not giving them what they deserve. And the Lamed, you want to see Rashi, Shlomi Rabinowitz, who came back from Eretz Yisrael, he came back from Eretz Yisrael, Shlomi Rabinowitz.
Yeah,
he still has the dust of Eretz Yisrael on his shoes.
I saw him this morning.
Yeah, he lay in this morning on a Tuesday. Vaita, Mafrish Rashi. You listen to his landing every Monday, Thursday?
If I go to the early minion, I listen. Does he land good?
He does all the mapping. Pretty good.
Let's go.
You go a little bit higher. Let's learn over this. Let's do it right. Okay, Tachil. Let's look at the Rashi. Let's look at the Rashi. Dibra Masel all the way up on top. The third line. Very quickly. Go to the Rashi. Very lumsh Rashi. Tachil of Nasat La Levi Zemay Serishan Lager. The whole pasuk. That the first item in the vidui is my serishon. Tachil of Nasat La Levi Zemay Serishan Lager. Ze ma'isa ani bishorecha, ze ma'isa sheni d'chsev le'sucha lechol bishorecha. We learned this Gemara once. I told you that the order, it's a funny order. You would think it's first ma'isa rishon, ma'isa sheni, and then ma'isa ani. In the pasuk, it's ma'isa rishon, ma'isa ani, and then ma'isa sheni. Okay, it's an interesting, the order is different, in the pasuk is different. Afhu yoichanon kohen gadol tevel utrumas meiser avaynisa tevel. Notice Rashi has a different girsa. Our girsa in the Gemara we put tevel after trumas meiser. Rashi had a different girsa. Rashi puts tevel before trumas meiser. Isn't that interesting? Different girsa. The elu hein hanisrav perikus in Sanhedrin yalfinu law. How do you know this? How, Taka, do you know that even Tevel, maybe the only time there's Gif, Misav De Shemayim, V'lo Yemusu, is only when it's already set aside to be Miyuchit, to be Truma, but when it's Tevel, it's not yet been set aside. Maybe there should not be a din of Misav De Shemayim, it's a drasha. A drasha in Mesechta Sanhedrin. When you borrow them, Aretz Vehem Lo Hifrishu, Ela Truma Truma, they only mafresh Truma. Aydenu tevel lemasrois v'atem nenoshim misa. You, the buyer who goes to the store, a chayav of misa b'day shemayim for eating all, but it never yet got to the levi. Like I told you, the lumdus was the amaratzman, a very good lumdus. Why should Meiser Rishon have a status of misa b'day shemayim when it's two steps away from me? The chalois of tevel on the Trumas, on my Serishon, is first Chal, when it enters into the hand of the Levi. It's a beautiful lumdus. You can get, if it wasn't this Gemara, you can make this argument, you might even win. As to say, a Chiddush, la Halacha, is that there's no Chiyuv Misa, Bidei Shemayim, on Trumas, Meiser, on my Serishon, until the grain enters into the possession of the Levi. While the grain is still in the possession of the Yisrael, it's Tevel of Tevel. It's too far removed. And along came Yochanan Kongon, we told the Amaratzim, you're wrong. There's already a Chalois Tevel on the Trumas Meiser when it's still in the Rishus of the Bailam.
Yeah.
All the way in its incipient state. Stage. It's already.
The deal that I'm reading here is it says it's Truma the Tevel the Meiser. It doesn't say Tevel the Truma's Meiser.
There's 2 years' choice. In our Gemara, it doesn't make a difference where the word Tevel appears. It's all the same. In our Gemara, it says.
I understand, but Rashi says. So what is it? Therefore, identify Tevel the Meisris.
Right.
Why isn't Tevel the Truma's Meiser?
Nachma, let me see. The heim lo yefrishu el truma oidenu tevel. It's still tevel lemaisra. It's fine. Okay.
Why only the maisras? It's the truma.
What's the tevel of maisra? What's so terrible of maisra? There's no din misa de shemayim on regular maisra rishon. If you have a taruvis, no. It's because of the trumas maisra. That's what Rashi means. You're making too much of a deacon Rashi. The reason why there's a din. The reason why there's a din tevel is because you did not yet separate Meiser. And when you will separate the Meiser, then the Levi has an obligation to separate Trumas Meiser. So now when it's in your possession, since ultimately there's going to be a little part that's going to become Truma, there's a Chalois Misa Veshemayim by the Balaam. Okay, let's go weiter.
Going further.
Mafresh trumas ma'is v'nois l'koyin. So he tells you the entire procedure. Mafresh kol ma'isrois mimenu l'hoitzi midei tevel. V'yachar kach. And afterwards, mafresh mitoich ma'isr rishoyin trumas ma'isr. Ma shal ha'levi, what the levi should be mafresh l'hafresh v'nois l'koyin. Why mishum de'is be'avoin misa? Echmor alayu. The rabbis were very stringent. Shaloi la'akvoi etzloi, don't keep it in your possession. V'limkor l'koyein, so what do you do? So he says the way you do it is you can make money on it. You're even allowed to make a couple of bucks. The trumas ma'aser, you hear this?
Yeah.
The trumas ma'aser you can sell to the koyein. V'limkor l'koyein, k'shem shuma akiv etzloi.
By the way, it says akvoi. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So you can sell it. The trumas ma'is that you're going to separate on behalf of the Amoritz, when you bought the Amoritz, you can make money from it.
What's that? I thought you have to give that to the kohen.
Yeah, but you can charge him for it.
Wow.
Regular truma, you're not allowed to charge. You're not.
And when a levi, when it comes into his possession, then he has to.
A levi can't charge either.
Right.
A levi is not allowed to charge. But because now you're the Baalim.
Right.
So there's a lot of lomdus here. There's a lot of lomdus over here. Rabbi Sholim is going to give a whole shiur on this concept of the charging. Over here, the Gemara is the Rashi is saying a tremendous chiddush. Rashi is saying that the Yisrael is allowed to charge. Wow. Who says he's allowed to charge?
Shem Shima Akev, yeah.
Okay. V'limkar l'koyin k'shem shu ma'akev v'limkar l'koyin you sell to the koyin k'shem shu ma'akev etzlei ma'isar v'yishon ma'isar ani v'oymer ha'moitzei mechavar v'l'varaya gezeira dilma ki ma'ashilei gabei ochalei.
What does that mean?
Because it's a gezeira. What's the gezeira? Ma'isar v'oymer ha'moitzei mechavar v'l'varaya gezeira dilma. You know, the reason why you have to get rid of it, you know, is really when it comes to the Trumas Meiser, give it to nobody. I don't want to give it ze nene, ze loy nene, ze chosa. I don't want anyone to have the hana. When it comes to Truma, you have an obligation to give it. When it comes to the Trumas Meiser of Demai, Rashi here is saying a tremendous chiddush. Really, just separate it and let it be destroyed by itself. And don't even give it to the Kohen. Because who says I have to give it?
But here it says that he can even Gzeira.
If you're going to leave it in your house on the shelf, wait for it to decay, you may have come to forget and you may come to eat it. And if you eat it, then there's going to be chiv misim de shamayim.
It looks like there's no obligation for him to give to the Kohen.
That's right. Tremendous chiddush. You have to separate the Trumas Maisa because the Maisa is going to be Tevel. It's going to be Tevel. But you don't have an obligation to Mamash give it. The reason why you're doing the Hafrosha is because of Tevel, not because you have to actually give it.
And they were Kaiser that...
We wanted you to give it
right.
Because if you leave it around in your house, you may come to forget, you may come to eat it. And if there's a Chiv Misa Le'er Shamayim. So they forgive it. But once you're giving it, you can get some money for it.
Wow.
Dilma kimash legabe ochel. It's a tremendous chiddush.
Yeah.
Aval ma'isa rishon and ma'isa oni mutarim lezorim. Ve'ein bohen ele gezel koyin. And you notice the gears have changed here. Gezel levi. Because ma'isa rishon is not. It's not really koyin. So why did the Rashi say koyin? Because the Ezra gets them. Ezra they already changed it to a koyin. Hilchah hamaytzei mechaverei olav roya alma. Now Alma goes back now to the Gemara.
So one second. So he has to take off my Maisarish he can keep. He doesn't have to give to the Kohen.
He doesn't. The Yisrael that buys from the Amoritz has to assume the worst. That the Amoritz did not separate Maisarisha.
So he has to be poyreish.
So he has to be poyreish 10%. Ki'ilu
and the ninth of the Maisarisha.
And then he takes 10% from that and he puts it on the shelf.
And the nine parts
he can eat for himself.
Right.
Because it's no kedusha.
Right.
And who says it wasn't even done? What about the 1% that he separated as true as Maisar? Really, he doesn't have to even give it. Why not? Because maybe the lady already gave it. So why then did I set it aside? Because I can't eat the remainder until I set it aside because it would be tevel. So, but and this I can keep on, but the reason why they told you, know what, get rid of it. Get rid of it, sell to the coin, get money on it, because if you're going to leave it in your house, you may come to me nichshol and eat it, and it'll be a chiv misav de shamayim. Now, then Rashi returns to the Gemara. Alma, what's the takeaway? What's the upshot of this whole Gemara? Is that the people in this generation, they were lamdanim. They were Groy Salamdar, and they came to the Daf Yomi. They knew all the Lomdis inside out, and they knew that there's a Lomdis Shemahalach, why we don't have to be Mafrish. We don't have to, it's only Gezel, big deal, it's only Gezel. It's not Chiyav Misa B'Dei Shemayim. It's not a Chiyav Misa B'Dei Shemayim. It's only Gezel. When it comes to money, HaKesef Ya'anes HaKol. They were not so makpid. And the Mela, they decided they're not going to be Mafrish Maiser Rishon. So why then did Yochanan Kohen Gadol only make a gzera not to say the vidui? Because you're not doing it the right way. There's a more fundamental reason why you should not say the vidui, is because you did not even do what you're supposed to do, period. Forget about the right way or the wrong way. Right, the Amaratsim.
You don't have to give, right?
They didn't even give all the Alma, Afrushnami Loyavim before Shay.
But not only that, that Amrit didn't do properly, but if it comes to your possession, you don't even have to give it to the Levi. My submission.
That's something more's point now. But more's point now over here is going back to the very beginning. It used to be every Amo Oretz would come on the fourth year and would say Vidui Maestres. It was a thing. It was a ceremony. Every Yukel participated in the ceremony. It's like Erev Rosh Hashanah. Do you do Ataras Nedarim? Avada. Do you get Malkus Erev Rosh Hashanah? Do you get Malkus Erev Rosh Hashanah? It's a thing. Do you go to Tashlich? You go to Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah? You do Kiddush Levana? It's a thing that you do. Every Am Aretz does it. So the Rav Yochanan says, this thing we're going to cut out. This ceremony of every single person getting up and saying, Hashkifa, Memoin Kashacha, no more. Forget it. You know why? Because you're not doing it right. You're giving the Maaseh Rishon to the Kohen. And the Torah says, Lelei.
So the Gemara says, not, is it? Right, you see, even Amaratzim.
The Gemara says no. So the Gemara says simple kasha. Why did the Yochanan Kohen Gadol mevatel the vidui? Because they're not doing it right. They're not doing it all together.
Right.
It's a more fundamental reason why you should mevatel the vidui. Allah.
Tachsafik, you don't know for sure.
Right, no, but on the whole scale, there are definitely people that are not doing it. Every single person was shamed into saying the vidui publicly. So.
Okay.
Some of them are liars.
Okay.
So therefore, we don't want liars. We don't want liars. Alma, Afrusha Namilavim Farsha, the Ad Amarta Lafish, Ain Noisam Oisaki Tikikdon. Hafrusha Mefarsha, you said over here that they did it, they just didn't do it right. So the Gemara says you're correct. You are correct. We have to go back and revise the Talmud. On the previous staff, Tarte Tikkun. They were massacring two things. Tarte Tikkun. We have over here Baruch Hashem. Please don't participate and talk to them because it disturbs the whole other one. Okay, Tarte Tikkun. We were massacring two things.
Yeah.
What are the two things that we were massacring? We were sacking Tarte Tikkun, Beetle Vidui the Chaverim. Number one, this back to the Rashi, Tarte Tikkun, Le'olam Havaras Havadois Maisem Mishum Shainam Noisem Oisem Levimu, in a Hanami. Havarta Havidois Maisem. The Hoidois Maisem, which is the Vidui. They were Vatlet. Mishum she'enam noisnim oisay la'levim,
because
they don't give it to levim. V'ha d'tanya l'fish sholach, they don't give it all together. Oh, v'ha d'tanya the brayis l'fish sholach, that they made an investigation. They made an they don't because they don't give it all. And this they said they're doing it the wrong way. They're giving it to the levi instead of giving it to the kohen instead of giving it to the levi. Lav abitul asavidui koi ella. Ella agzar al hadmaikoi. I'm reading this wrong over. I'm not reading correctly. Olam havaras havadois ma'isem mishum she'em noisim oisol levi ku. They're not giving it to Levi. Oh, they're not, like we said before. They're doing it the wrong way. That's the reason why he was mevatel the vidui. The reason why he was mevatel the vidui is because who's doing it the wrong way? The chaverim are doing it the wrong way.
Not
that
they're doing it the wrong way.
The chaverim.
The fact remains they're not giving it to the levim anymore.
Right, they're giving it to the kohen. Right. V'ha d'tanya lefi shesholach. This that we learned lefi shesholach. Lav abitulas avidui koi, ella agozar al hadmai koi. This that it says that he went and he made an investigation and he saw the miktsasan. That's not discussing the bitul of the vidui, but tarte takonas tikkun. Bidul vidul shel chaverim, avu bishem afri shimoy sel lefish and noisim or sel kinsi tikunoy. The gosh al demai al lekech mam oris lefish shalach because of the investigation. Okay, right. Finish that tomorrow.
Hey.
Now we go to a new sugya.
I don't understand. Isn't every kohen a
levi? Yes, that's why bidiyavid yoyitzin.
Ron, I was here yesterday. You were.
That's why.
Yeah.
But it's not the intent of the Torah. That's not the Messiah. That's exactly the point. The point is, you're not lying. You're not lying, but it's still not accurate. It's not in the spirit of the law.
Spirit of the law?
The spirit of the law. Okay, technically speaking, by giving Maaser Rishon to a Kohen, you're Yoytze.
Right.
You're Yoytze. But it is still...
So this is not a proof. You wouldn't say that this is a proof that every Kohen is a Levi.
No. Nosati lalevi. You yoytze the din of nosati lalevi by giving it to a kohen, because a kohen is oichin a levi. A kohen comes from sheva levi. They're also called levim. But that's not the ideal way to do it. The ideal way that it was meant to be done was to give it to the levim, who what we call the levim. So because you're not doing it in the spirit of the law, he said, don't do it. You're gonna mess it up. Okay, next.
Next Gemara. Right.
Now we learn the new halacha of the Es HaNoikvim.
Yeah. Yeah.
The next halacha
okay,
we
you
learn
can explain it,
is the Noikvim, what was the case of the Noikvim?
The strikers.
The Mo'irin. Okay, so we learned in the Mishnah about the Mo'irin.
What was that about? Where was the kids?
I can't remember.
Oh, here, on the bottom of the Mishnah, almost towards the end of the Mishnah.
Ah, Bittul es ha-mo'irin v'es ha-noikvim. Okay, he was mevatel on the Levim.
Rabbi
Yochanan Gadol, he was mevatel the mo'irin. Who are the mo'irin? The Levim, they would say, Ura, the people that would say in the Shul, Ura, lama ata, at lama sishan. Those people that would like to say this pasuk in the Shira, Hashem, wake up. Wake up. Why, Hashem, are you sleeping?
Right.
It's not derech eretz. It's not derech eretz to shout out in the middle of davening, Hashem, wake up.
No, because you're it's klapei maila. You're.
Okay, look at Rashi, the Oyrin Rashi of the Noikvim, the Gemara Mefarish time. Okay, the Oyrin means people that would scream during the Shira, Ura, Lama, Sishan, Hashem.
The Levim would sing this
yes,
at Holodoch, yeah.
They would sing this. And people that were visitors to the Beis Hamikdash would hear the Levim screaming out in the Shiva, Hashem, wake up. That's not a way to talk. And who are what are the Noikvim? The Noikvim are people that would take they would take the animal, they would bang, when it came to the carbon Tomichel Shachar. How do you get the animal on the ground? This was before they installed those clamps, those rings. So before they installed on the ground in the Mizbeah and the Azar rings to hold the animals down, when it came time to bring the Tamashal Shachri out of the carbon, how do you get the animal on the ground? You take a baseball bat and you beat up the animal. Mamish. You take a baseball bat.
Anyways, Mavato that, why?
And because they made you a Balimum. Because by beating up the animals, they made a blemish. And it was possible. The animals were treif. They were not kosher animals. If you don't know how to handle the animal and you have to beat the animal, there's a concern that in your manhandling of the animal, you made the animal into a trefa. How do you like that?
Mr.
Goldberg, I could see you as a kohen. You'd be very strong. You would know exactly what to do with the animal.
Let's learn the Gemara.
You wouldn't tolerate nonsense.
Let's learn the Gemara.
Ura, wake up. Let me find the place. I got to go to the place. Ura, they were mevatel the oirin. What are the oirin? Ura, they're my avu milas oirin. My oirin. What are the oirin?
Nei.
Omar, rechava, b'chol yoim v'yabei yishol yoim dim levim al aduchon. They would sit on the platform and they would say, Ura, lama sishan Hashem. Omar lohen, d'chiye shina lefnei hamokim.
Who said? Rabbi Yechman.
Rabbi Yechman says, what are you saying that it's not their cheretz? D'chiye shina lefnei hamokim. Alok var nemar hinei lo yonu v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Ella, what is the pshat in the pasuk then? Ella, b'zman sheyishol shri b'tzar, v'oyvek echavim b'nachas, when the Jewish people are in pain and the goyim are b'nachas, v'shal v'lekach nemo uro lo masishon. And now we are not worthy. The point is that we are not worthy. We are not in a time now when we when we are deserving that Hashem should wake up. Should.
That's what the Mashal says. Mashal says we're living in times in peace. In peace, we're living very comfortably.
Yeah.
So therefore, you shouldn't be saying before were under.
Before they were under persecution. Right. Since now that's we're living in good times. Okay. So right. Here, Mishael Zev is telling us from Marshall.
I believe so.
That since now we're living in good times, Hashem is not sleeping. Hashem is because we're living in good times.
Figuratively speaking, okay. If there's the hashgacha.
Gevald kapshat. Yeah. Now we go over here. Now we go over this. Noikfim. What are noik? My noikfim. Amar Yehuda. Amar Shmuel. Show you misartin leegel ben Kuranov. There was a technique in how you get the animal on the ground. You go and you make a scratch, and blood comes out, and it blinds the animal, and the animal is confused because there's blood in the animal's eyes, and then the animal is distracted, so you're able to go and push the animal to the ground easily and slaughter it. If the animal was fully awake and fully conscious, not distracted, it would be very difficult. Good question. I don't know the answer. I don't know. This one is to show you. Misartin, they would go and they would nick the animal egel, bein karnov, between its horns, kidei sheyipol dam beinov, in its eyes, and that would distract the animal, and it would be vulnerable, and you'd be able to kick it to the ground. Also, Rabbi Yochanan coming along. Also, you bottle mishum the merzei kimum. It's not a real mum.
Right.
But the tourists who come to the Mikdash and are taking pictures, they see blood and they don't know what's going on. They think they're putting a mum in the animal. So therefore, when they come next time to bring a carbon to Hashem, they're going to bring animals that are blemishes.
Yeah.
B'masnis latana, nalapshat. It doesn't mean that they made a little teeny blood in their eyes. They took out a baseball bat and they gave the animal a zetz in order to get that on the ground. So he told them, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing going and banging the animals?
What do you mean?
You're killing the animal. What's going to kill the animal? The shechita, or by the time they get up to the shechita, the animal's already dead.
Right.
It's not true. Just because you give the animal a zetz doesn't mean the animal is dead. It's got a pulse.
Nee.
It's got a pulse. It's still alive.
Nee.
So the Gemara says, Nevelois. Hashachad leh. It's alive. They do a shechita. Ela trefois. When they bang the animal with a baseball bat, then it gets a defect, an internal defect.
Shem anik of krum shemayach.
The membrane of the krum, the membrane
is punctured.
Omad v'hiskin lachem tabois bekarko. 24 rings. Each mishmar had their own ring.
And there were 24 mishmars.
They put the neck of the animal into the ring. It wasn't necessary to bang the animal.
How were they shacked? How were they?
When it's in the ring, it was a harness.
I got it.
Until that point
they wouldn't
in time,
move.
Right? Until the point in time, you would have to hold the animal down, and it was very hard to hold it down.
So
he instituted a device, a harness, where you put the animal into this ring, and that keeps the animal down. Why did he have to have 24 of them? He made 24 rings.
Each mishmar had its
own. Why? You have one. Everyone should share the same thing. I don't know the answer.
How do you know it's 24?
Gemara, finish the Gemara. It's not going to be those 24 rings.
Okay.
Next.
There was one mishmar
that didn't show up, so they punished him. They took his ring and they removed it. Remember that Gemara?
No.
There was one of the mishmarites that was lazy. They didn't come on time, so as a punishment, they took their ring and they removed it. So they couldn't bring korbanos anymore. They took their ring. Each mishmar had their own unique ring. Why? I don't know why. Okay, next Mishnah. Zok, the next Mishnah is Mishabala Sanhedrin Bala Hashir. When the Sanhedrin was bought to the Shir, why? The Ata Kisru Lachem Es Hashira Hazois. It is not going to be Torah. There's not going to be a Sanhedrin. And there's not going to be, because the real song is the song of Torah. That refers to Torah. There's no more Sanhedrin singing the Lishkas Agozes. Then there's no need to sing Shira. There's no need to sing Shira. Okay, Vaita. Bad lo Shir ni beis hamishtoi shenemar b'Shir lo yishlu yain. That's not. I made a mistake. It's not the Shir. It's not the Shir. I just told you a Jewish. It's not the Shir of the Levim. It's the Shir, and you're not allowed to party in the party houses. Gemara is going to explain that. All right. We have to stop here. Thank you for coming. Welcome back. Shlomo Rabinowitz from Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Haboyim, Rosh Shalimin, the Rosh Shiva is here, Mr. Ron Goldberg is here, Mr. Rapport is here, he's the Kohen Gadol. Rapport is the Miyuchas, he's the Kohen Gadol Miyuchas. The Kohen Hagadol Miyachav. Kaddish. Amen.
Baruch Adonai.